Abuse is not limited to physical abuse, although that is a possibility, as well as sexual abuse. Some of her most cunning abuse comes in the form of emotional abuse, where she systematically dismantles the best parts of you, simply with words. She is unfaithful and may cheat on you to keep you close or provoke jealousy. After the initial honeymoon phase, she uses intimidation, ridicule, and shame with abandon. She knows your trigger points and pushes them, seemingly with glee. She uses veiled and not-so-veiled sarcasm and sadistic language to keep you from asserting yourself. She seems to demean often, but with a smile on her face, all in good fun. She gaslights. She says things one day and denies she said them the next. She makes promises, and when she doesn't keep them, she blames you for remembering those promises wrongly or making them up entirely. This kind of sophisticated manipulation is hard to discern, particularly for those who want to be kind-hearted and give Predator Paige the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I did hear that wrong, you might say to yourself. She rules by fear, not by grace. In her presence, you will feel small and needy, and in some ways, you will need her in your life to feel okay about yourself. She's made you believe you're incomplete without her. Predator Paige longs for this kind of one-sided, needy dependence. She thrives when you're the messed up one, and she is your savior. She will delight in making you violate your conscience. She will continue to ask you to step farther and farther away from what you know is the right thing to do. She feigns intimacy. Predators are chameleons. She understands that intimacy is important, so she pretends to be whatever it is you need from her. She does this to gain your trust, but her heart is not in it. Instead, she play-acts her way toward false intimacy. She demands your unswerving allegiance, but she will never truly share her heart. This keeps you confused and off balance. She must have control. Predators thrive in one situation when they have control over another person. If a victim tries to assert his or her rights, Predator Paige will demean, cajole, threaten, harm, or even pretend to be hurt in order to maintain control. She must have complete autonomy over your decisions, thoughts, actions, and interactions with others. She will often isolate you from others who would help you discern the toxicity of the relationship, separating you from family and close friends who could offer a way of escape. This is why when a victim begins to assert his or her rights, sparks fly. Huge fights erupt when you begin to stand up. At this point, you will either be further slammed into submission, or you will need to flee. If that's you, go to a safe place and then pursue counseling and health. You chose to be with this person for various reasons, and it's important you learn why you're attracted to predators. Get healthy before you approach a new relationship, or you might end up with another predator. She sometimes suffers from low self-worth. It seems counterintuitive. You would think predatory people didn't ever need to think about self-worth since they gain power from hurting or controlling others. But some do so because they're deeply ashamed of themselves. Most bullies bully others because they are deeply unhappy. They're usually compensating for some sort of early childhood wound. Instead of grieving their past in a healthy way, they are making others pay for their sadness. Like a narcissist, she cannot empathize. While she may appear to empathize, she's learned how so she can blend in with normal, empathetic society. She absolutely cannot empathize with others. She is so consumed with herself and has no concept of other people's pain, boundaries, or even autonomy. She's the kind of person who will listen and appear to hear your molehill of